schools, walking and cycling were the chief means of transport to school, both primary and secondary. A few school buses serviced the New Utba High School. Walking a distance of a mile or two was no burden, and bicycles came in all sizes. Primary school buses were a rarity. Lights Pass had two primary schools in the 1930s and 40s, a government education department school and a Lutheran primary school. In 1919, all Lutheran primary schools were closed by an act of parliament. Quite a few reopened in the late 20s and early 30s, including Lights Pass. However, when the school was closed, the government school took over and used the existing Lutheran school to the north of the church. When the Lutheran school was reopened, classes were held in the end rooms of the mission home in close proximity to the church and adjacent to the church and adjacent to the signed location of the G.J. Rechner's house. Later, when the education department relocated to a newly built primary school, it built just down the road on the opposite side. The education department rented the mission home for its headmaster and his family. Following the death of teacher Mr. Jacob, the Lutheran school returned to its original site on the northern side of the church. The school then experienced a number of teachers, including Mr. Bodo Heidenreich, Miss Dulcie Gayling, and Miss Myrtle Broder's wife. The rooms used in the mission house as a school are no longer in use. Later, the Lights Pass Lutheran Primary School amalgamated with and became part of the New Utba Lutheran Primary School, and the school rooms at Lights Pass are used for other church functions and activities. Teacher Jacob's house was on the church block left of the church, with parking space between the church and the teacher's house and mission school, with the cemetery in the background. The house in which the Jacobs lived was typical of homes at that time, comprising bedrooms, a dining room, kitchen, and front veranda, which also contained a double wooden door which led to an underground cellar, always a cool place. Secondary education was locally available only at New Utba High School, about 2 miles distant, the only secondary school serving the valley. Other options for secondary education were in boarding schools in Adelaide. Transport to high school in winter could be testing. Winter temperatures, frosts causing chilblains, and wet weather were unpleasant on hands and feet and ears particularly. During winter frosts, the fruit orchards were shrouded in a light fog caused by the smoke pots to provide warmth. Headmasters in this period were Mr. Johnson, followed by a Mr. Tregenza. The physics teacher was a Mr. Whitelaw, and the Latin teacher a Miss Zena Williams. All male students at the high school did workshop one morning a week, which included woodwork, milk testing, tinsmithing, pruning, and other practical skills, all with hand tools.